This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Staying in the tech space for just a second, tomorrow will bring us what is expected to be the biggest initial public offering of 2016. It's a mobile messaging app. Line is its name, to be jointly listed in Tokyo on Thursday, New York on Friday, in an IPO that could raise as much as $1.3 billion. Line is the latest addition to a very long line of messaging apps that are already out there: WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, WeChat, iMessage, so lots of them. But why do we need so many of them? We got our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood on the line to make me smart. Hey, Molly, how are you?
I'm great. Kai, how are you?
I'm okay, except I'm having a little bit of a messaging app conundrum, which is, how do I deal with all of these things, man?
And why are there so many?
Right.
Yeah, messaging apps are falling out of the proverbial tech sky. You know, it's funny, though, because let's be honest. We all know when this started.
When?
AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, wow.
And we had the
same...
How
old are you? What?
Pretty old, turns out. Pretty old. And we had the same problem back then I read in history books, which is that there were a lot of different messengers that didn't talk to each other. No, these apps are proliferating because it's really a realization and a recognition that people don't always, and this may surprise you, want to post every thought in public. Sometimes they actually just want to talk to their friends one or two at a time.
I totally get that. But so there's messaging on your iPhone, there's WhatsApp, there's like, mm-hmm. We could do like three or four and everybody could in theory be happy, right?
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting is here you've got WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook,
right,
which is also pushing Facebook Messenger
right,
pretty heavily.
Right.
And all of these depend on, it's very hard to be a new entrant in this category. It's very hard for, say, a company like Line to make yep. a splash in the United States where it doesn't already have a user base, because it depends on the network effect. You have to have people already using an app who then get their friends to sign up so that they can communicate. Mm-hmm. And you see a lot of these apps trying to add in all of these extra features to both attract users and also make money.
Yeah. Well, so get me to the make money thing, right? So Line is going to go public, tomorrow in Tokyo and Friday morning in New York, a $1 billion IPO on a $6.5 billion valuation. How is this company going to make money in this oh-so-crowded space?
Well, Line already, so it's basically the number one messaging app in Japan. It's yeah. got a pretty good sized market in South yeah. Korea. It makes about $1 billion a year in revenue, and it does that by selling other services, app downloads, stickers. People cannot get enough of stickers, and integrating other services. You know, WeChat in China is a really good example of a messaging app that has become a full-fledged platform. You can call a taxi. You can pay people like you would with Venmo or Square Cash.
Interesting that Asia seems to be so far ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. WeChat has been leading the way in this kind of revolution. And, you know, U.S.-based messaging apps have been slow to kind of integrate more of these features as they try to figure out if that's what we really want.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are, you know, the U.S. is a very app-based economy. We seem fine with having lots and lots of apps on our phone, less interested in a do-it-all messaging app. But yeah. if WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger or any of the other U.S.-based options want to make money, that's the only way they can go.
Not to get all geeky and technical on you here, but couldn't one create some client that rolls all these messaging apps into one service and just have it be one button on my phone instead of 15?
Cross-platform is the way to go. I think most people would love that. And that's actually why you see Apple putting a lot of emphasis behind its messaging service and messaging app, and we'll probably include more features there because it's the power of the default app
that
makes you really want to use it.
Right. Molly Wood covers tech and all kinds of good stuff. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.